Today's reading on the Feast of St. Scholastica focuses on the generosity of God and our response to this generosity. In the first reading, we see God's created universe. God is coming out of himself to give life freely. He creates the earth, all the plants. The Lord brings forth a multitude of plants, animals, and all the beautiful things of the earth. All these things he places under dominion of both man and woman. Human beings are the imago Dei, the image of God. They are radically different from all the rest of creation. All creation is there to sustain and to serve the human person. Yes, each one of us, as human beings, are the crowning of creation. We're equal in dignity, each one created as the image of God. We even share in God's creative power. This is especially the case for husband and wife, as they can give birth to a child, the image of God, sharing in the life-giving power of God. Yet we do not have dominion over this life which we create, like we have with the animals, the plants, and all the earth. This is clearly stated in the first reading today from Genesis. We have dominion over all things, but not the human person. Our children are not here to serve us or for us. They're not our possessions. They're here to glorify God. They belong to God. The parents of St. Benedict and St. Scholastica, a brother and sister, who were born in the 7th century and founded religious communities of the Benedictine order, their parents probably sacrificed a lot themselves, but they supported both of their children as they became wonderful saints and images for all of us of how to follow God. Unfortunately, myself as a vocation director for 5 years, I see that this is not often the case. Many times we hear a parent will hear that their child is considering religious life, and they'll see it as a waste. They'll even say to the child, "Why are you wasting your life?" Many times parents who are even initially supportive, soon after the child gets into the life or starts living the life or enters a formation program, they begin to manipulate their child through guilt and other means to turn them away from this call which comes from God. Parents, you do not have dominion over your children or any other person. None of us do. Each human being is a gift from God, but they're not ours to possess. They're not here for our happiness alone. By discouraging vocations, parents are unfortunately twisting one of the Ten Commandments. They're taking this beautiful fourth commandment, which says that we are to honor our father and our mother, and to give respect and deference to them, and they're twisting this. They're twisting this to serve themselves. They are in many ways, as we hear Jesus saying, setting aside God's commandment to serve themselves and to treat their children as if they're their possessions alone. The readings today show God's generosity to us. We are called to respect all of creation, especially that of the image of God, and that this creation, a human person, belongs to no one but the Lord of all creation. Let us never let our human desires discourage vocations in our children, our family members, or people that we know. But let us always encourage them to follow God's call for them, for they belong to God. They are here to glorify God. And what a wonderful way that is to give themselves totally to the church, to God, and to others through a religious vocation.